In no particular order, here are your Sonic Boom memories from Sonic Boom 2015.
Really funny though, all the ponchos and stuff. Everyone looked really cute. Like, it was funny seeing everybody, like, the way, like, raining, and everyone was like still super happy.
Yeah. I guess it was less of a fashion show, right? Because
yeah, that's another thing I liked. Like, we didn't care at all. Like, usually, like, you know, you'd want to like wear something nice, and I was like, who cares? Let's just go in a rain jacket.
People are literally wearing garbage bags.
Yeah, they really were.
Because a lot of times festivals are strange festival attire, which is cool, but this took the pretense off the whole thing.
Yeah, it's really great to see people that were there just for the music, because if you weren't, then you probably weren't going to go.
My absolute highlight for the whole thing, Wayne from Flaming Lips drew me a beautiful piece of art at the autograph booth.
No way. What did he throw down?
Some little character creation thing that I have to iron out because it got a little wrinkled in my camera bag.
Ooh.
And then it's going up in a frame.
Okay, because you could probably actually sell that. He's a pretty famous, talented dude.
Yeah, I'll keep it though, because it's got my name and my son's on it, so.
Oh, yeah. Unless you could find another guy with your name but yeah. I was texting with a security guard that said there were less incidents this year, not a lot of trouble, one boot to the face and a fat lip, but for the most part, everything turned out pretty well. The weather probably had something to do with that.
I think I saw more people with hot chocolate and coffee than beer. A lot less desire to cause shenanigans when you're freezing and nuts off.
You know, I didn't see one single fight, one single disagreement. You know, I saw a few people drop their beers, can hits the ground and overflows, but that's like the most kind of out of hand moment I saw.
I think I stepped in like a hot dog or something unidentifiable.
We'll have to fix that for next year. Damn it.
Tokyo Police Club. They do it for me every single time. Rain was they were freezing and you could tell. But they played the whole catalog. I mean, you had Nature, The Experiment, Tokyo Police. You had the old stuff and the new stuff. I saw everybody singing and dancing, and that's, for me, that's when the rain just stopped sucking. It was the right food, right feel for the right environment, you know?
I'm one of those people that came out from Calgary. We had extra cancels on us. We were allowed to bring our tickets in to Sonic, so I came out yesterday afternoon.
I just have to say, it broke our hearts hearing that happen to you guys, because we know how tough it is and how much you look forward to it, you know?
Yeah, it was really, really tough, but I mean, what can you do? It was unsafe conditions. They had no choice.
How was coming to Edmonton and taking in Sonic Boom?
It was really nice. Our lessons on fire. Tenacious D were, like, really awesome. And, yeah, it was really fun. Even though it was cold and rainy, it was still really fun.
Man, Alexis on Fire was amazing last night. I gotta say, I hope they stay together because, you know what, I'm from Ontario myself. And it's good to see a local band still thriving. You know, they've been a part of my life for a long time.
I've seen Mother like 3 times now, and yesterday, they just keep getting better. I don't know how Ryan guitar solos with, you know, fingers that are cold.
Like, that was the height of the coldness yesterday.
Did it bother you at all?
Not really. I mean, I didn't have one of those cool ponchos on, but I was there for the show.
You know, I was really surprised and impressed by the way that most people rolled with it pretty well. And by the end of it, it just felt like a great festival. The rain wasn't even in the equation. It was just a good time.
Well, that was the whole thing that Wayne Coyne from the Flaming Lips was saying the whole time. He's like, F the rain, like, forget about it. Like, it's just have fun. And everyone seemed to go along with that. And even after their set, the mood was so much better.
Honestly, the whole time was really, really good. Rain did not matter.
That's my favorite aspect of the whole thing. The rain did not matter. You know, in theory, it felt like it mattered a little bit going in, but as soon as you kind of climatized, it just became a party.
Yeah, exactly. There was maybe a little bit of wind when you're just standing around doing nothing, but, you know, if you started walking around or even getting inside the crowd there, it was nice and toasty. A little bit of rain didn't hurt anybody.
Toasty's a great word, dude.
Yeah.
You know what? It was my third Sonic Boom, and it was something special. It wasn't super hot, but it was something I'll never forget. You know what? Part of the mud and stuff reminded me back when I was younger days. Warped Tour would come to town, and we just wouldn't give a crap. I remember when Billy Joe got a chunk of grass thrown at his face, and he wore it like a mustache.
780-423-1029. Anytime, call the station and share your memories. This is the precious afterglow of what might be the greatest Sonic Boom so far.